Event-driven simulation. For digital logic, event-driven simulation is the normal approach for simulating it. An event is a change in value on a net. For instance, the output of a gate might go from 0 to 1. That would be an event. And if that net is connected to another AND gate, for instance, whose inputs are all at logic 1, whose other inputs are all at logic 1, then that AND gate is now going to change its output, but the output will change after the delay through the gate. To model all of that, we use a master data structure of the system and an event queue. The event queue is an ordered list of events to happen sometime in the future with a current head. And we also have the concept of the global simulation time, T now, which is also the time of the event at the head of the event queue, as illustrated here. There's some data structures for those really interested on the link here. So in this example, we're specifically thinking about digital logic simulation, and we're using a modeling system where the value on a net can be an integer, which is helpful if it's a bus rather than just a Boolean value, or it can be Z, meaning high impedance, not being driven by anything at all, just floating around, or it can be X, which means, in this sense, don't know. X for logic synthesis means don't care, but for simulation it means don't know. So for each net that makes up the system under study, we'll need to have a little record. We can store its name as a string, its width in number of terms of number of bits, that will just be 1 for a simple net, more than 1 for a bus, its current value, its delay, so how long we might expect it to be before other things connected to that net will see a change, and sensitivities, which is basically the things that need to be told about changes on this net. So that's why the sensitivities are a list of models. Each component is going to be modelled by something that we call a model. Having the inertia on the nets is one approach. Another approach I'll lecture later on is where we put all of the inertias inside the models and don't store them on the nets. This is a matter of design. So the structure of our event is again a record with a field to link to the next ascending event, and it just gives the time at which a net should change, which net it is that's changing, and the new logic value on that net. Event-driven simulation can be used for modelling all sorts of things in the real world, such as internet packets or customers arriving at a queue, as in computer system modelling. We're going to look at one extension to the event-driven simulation algorithm, which is where we're going to add an inertial delay to the nets, where they take a while to respond, and another extension, delta cycles, where a number of events can happen in one instant and be logically separated from another group of events which happen at the very same instance. Next slide.